Hi, my name's Hadassah, and I'm back with a wonderful story called Oops, I'm Sorry by Sarah Blau, illustrated by Erin Taylor. Avi and Gavi came home one bright day. They opened the door and they heard Mommy say, "Welcome home, boys." She gave them a hug and set out some wafers and milk in a mug. They made the right bracha on their little snack when Gavi's old cups pulled down Avi's back. "Oops," said Gavi, but then he grew still and said nothing else about the big spill. "Hey," Avi jumped, "just look at my sweater. It's all full of milk and it couldn't be wetter." But Gavi just sat there and looked a bit sad. "It wasn't on purpose. Why are you so mad?" "Because even when it's just a mistake, the kind of mistake anybody can make, there are always three steps for people to take. Saying sorry is first, help to fix it, and then find a way to make sure it won't happen again." Gavi took a deep breath. "I'm sorry I wet you. To fix it, I'll find paper towels I can get you." He thought and he said, "With my next milk and wafer, I'll put my cup far from the edge to be safer." Avi watched Gavi clean up with a smile, and the two of them went off to play for a while. Avi set up his train tracks and made double lanes. Together, the two boys directed the trains, but Gavi was steering too fast round and round when he slipped and he flopped and he plopped on the ground. The trains left the tracks and they all flew. The beautiful setup was knocked over too. Gavi said, "Oops, it was just a small fall. There's no way I meant this to happen at all." Avi still looked upset. Gavi saw and he knew exactly which three things he needed to do. Saying sorry is first, to fix it, and then find a way to make sure it won't happen again. Gavi said, "I'm so sorry I broke up the track. I'll fix it and put all the pieces right back. And for the next time, I want you to know, I'll slow down a bit when I make my trains go." So Gavi attached all the tracks one by one, connecting the pieces until he was done. "I forgive you," said Avi. "Let's get some blocks down and add a big tower to Little Train Town." They balanced the blocks, adding one and another, and having such fun taking turns of each other. The tower was perfect, the tall sled built so strong and so straight, not a wobble or tilt. "Let's show our big sister. She's right down the hall. Dina, come here, please," they started to call. "What is it?" she asked. Dina opened the door and let it slam shut, which shook the whole floor. The tower they'd built with such care, block by block, came tumbling down to their sadness and shock. When Dina saw all the mess by her feet, she knew what to do and did not miss a beat, saying sorry is first, help to fix it, and then find a way to make sure it won't happen again. "Oh, no. Oh, boys, I'm so sorry about my mistake. Letting go of that door made your whole building break. I'm going to help you, and here's what we'll do. We'll build it all over again just like new. From now on, I'll close the door gently, okay? It's really much better to close it that way." They named their new tower, rebuilt just as high, the I'm Sorry Tower. I'm sure you know why. Okay, wait. Okay. Our class, there are sometimes fights, and people are being mean to each other, and that's not fun. Do we want to be the class in our school who always is the class that has fights, and we're fighting over, "No, I want to make the tower first. No, I want the blocks. No, give me the magnet tiles." But even when it does happen by mistake, let's make sure we say sorry. Saying sorry makes Hashem really proud. I'm sure you'll remember that. Goodbye.